Hello and welcome to Visions of the Past, normally a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. Today, this is episode 107, but it is also the very last episode of our two-year celebration. And as the last 4 weeks have shown, this is something I can't do on my own. So, let's meet our players.
I am Jamie, known as Crimson Knight Gaming on Twitch, and I'm playing Cat Devlin.
That brings us to Jarrett.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jarrett from the Bleeding Effect podcast. I am playing historic character?
Modern day.
I am playing Chase Bergeron.
Who got the 11?
I did.
That means you're next.
Yeah, that's good. Hi, I'm Kate. I go by Amit on every social media. And I'm going to play Mercutio Mark Vasari.
All right. And the 9?
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikhil Nagarajan. You can call me Nick. Again, my modern day is going to be even more tougher. So just go with Nick for now if you want to reach out to me personally. But I go by the Twitter handle Ikraik, and I do videos like parkour and Unity and stuff like that. We'll be streaming on Twitch. It used to be streaming on Twitch. What else? Yeah, my modern day character is Christophe de la Lorraine. You can call him Chris.
And that leaves us to our natural one.
Got it out of the way. Let's just get there.
You hope.
Oh, God, don't start. My dice have been misbehaving. But hello and happy time zone, everyone. My name is Louise. You'll probably recognize me as the Nerdy Archer, podcaster, new cosplayer. And I will be playing as the moody-esque archer, Cordelia Harmon.
So The last we saw our characters, they were trying to sneak into a gate. And, well, we had an accident that led to Cords getting shot. And
accident
now...
With a name.
We had an accident. It's not your stab wound.
Well, you got shot with an arrow. That's not a stabbing. But I need initiation rolls from Chase and Cords and Mark.
All right.
I proceed.
Since I'm not an initiative, could I act outside of the initiative order?
Yes.
So I got a 19.
Rebecca is going to just start screaming in terror because of this a random assault that these guards have perpetrated upon one of her friends. And she's going to run off like an NPC were violence to start in front of them.
My noble character starts acting into form. I feel that frustration for the noble character. So I go behind the guard and try to knock him out.
Okay. Let's get the rest of the initiative done. So what was Chase's? Chase was a 19.
Yep.
Cords.
12.
And Mark.
Also 12.
Okay. So we have a 6. And a natural 20.
Oh, crap.
But luckily for you, there's only 2 guards on post here. Okay. Nobody up on the ramparts. Don't worry about that.
Okay,
so before the nat 21 goes, you wanted to do what?
I want to knock the guards. I go behind them and then do a sneak attack on them.
The one that fired an arrow or the one that didn't?
The one that fired the arrow, because I'm aggressed to that one.
Okay, so give me a sneak attack.
I don't have a sneak attack. What do I do with it instead?
I'll
use my longsword on the guy, Zephyr.
Would that be a stealth check?
Oh. No, because it's not necessarily with them basically engaged at this point.
It's basically just a surprise round.
A sneak attack would be a basic attack at advantage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'll just do a normal longsword attack on back of the guard.
And, okay.
I'm just doing the hit die or the damage because I'm still having an advantage.
D20.
Yeah, give me a hit with advantage. So roll me 2d20s, take the higher.
Okay, one second. Rolling. Thank God there's an advantage. 21.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Rolling damage. 5.
5, okay. That was like swelling for a minute. Okay, so...
It's a slashing damage, so...
Yes, yeah. So walk through what happens.
So I see them not noticing me, so I take advantage of that. So I go behind the guard, turn around, and I didn't like my friend getting hit. So I take the sword from where it is, draw it, and then give a knock. Take the sword and just slash it through. On the back.
Okay.
It's backslash. It's not a kill, right?
No, it's not a kill.
So, yeah.
The guard you didn't attack didn't see you do this. So he pulls out his short sword and starts to... he advances on the group. Oh my goodness. So he goes to swing at Cords, and he stumbles with his footwork, and he kind of like twirls a little bit, and his stumble...
Maybe he's a little distracted by the sudden screaming from Rebecca as she starts to run off.
And he kind of walks forward a little bit. He steps too far, hits himself in the thigh.
Oh.
And he takes 7 hit points of damage.
Wow.
That's more than one of us. One of us.
He trips down the stairs and just impales himself on his sword.
Just yeah. Start my initiative? Thank you.
What?
Do I start my initiative? Because I attack the guy in the behind.
I was going to put you at the end of the roll.
Oh, okay.
Since you didn't roll initiative and you had basically a sneak attack. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go next to let me get that. Chase.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's your turn to attack.
Okay. So I roll, which one do I roll?
So
what do you want to do?
Depending on how you want to attack, if you want to attack, you would either... let's see, you have daggers?
Yes.
So you would either use a striking attack without a weapon or with your dagger. But based on that, you'd roll a d20 in the stats of the weapon.
Okay. You also don't have to attack if your character wouldn't. If there's something else your character wants to do, you can do that for your turn as well.
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel like...
So what would the the artistic historian do?
The artistic historian? I feel like he would attack when being attacked, just like as his character. I mean, it really has nothing to do with him being a historian. He's not super athletically inclined, but, you know, just kind of as a reflex, it just would happen. Based on his character. So I'm going to attack. He's going to... But I have to roll for the attack before I detail it, right? Okay, so roll. Backslash roll.
So are you doing an unarmed attack?
I'm doing an armed attack with the daggers. So d20 plus 17.
That is going to hit.
Okay. So basically, guard comes at him. He stabs him through the thigh and then kind of also like does like a sweep maneuver and takes his Achilles tendon out.
Okay. Roll for damage.
Okay. What modifiers does that have?
That'll be based on the dagger itself. It should be a 1d4 plus 4, I think.
Yeah, okay, sounds about right.
Mine says 1d4 plus 1 piercing.
Is then that what that's what it is.
Okay. So d4.
Three. Yep. So you don't sever the tendon, but you do an all right amount of damage.
Okay.
So that brings up to cords.
Okay. Well, she is having a day. And she's... One, she's got an arrow sticking out of her shoulder. And two, she's too close to use the bow. So she's probably just going to try and kick this guy in the balls.
Fair.
Which is an unarmed strike. 17.
Okay, so that's gonna, you're gonna kick him. So how much damage are you gonna
Two.
Do? Two.
Just
okay.
Well.
Okay.
He has
well,
shin guards, so that
I'm
makes
glad
sense.
He didn't die from that.
That would have been fantastic.
Two damage. Kicked in the balls. Two damage. One for each.
So, poor guy. I really feel bad for him now.
I feel so like that any hit on that should be an auto crit on a guy.
Mark, you're up.
Okay. So, question for future reference. Where are we in respect to the walls? And is there anything placed nearby that would help us hide the corpse?
That's a good question. I would say you're roughly 10 or 15 feet away from the gate itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are buildings to the left and to the right with alleyways behind them. You could probably find a place to hide the bodies.
Okay, good. Then, you know, I mean, this guy has shot someone with no with no regard. And we have something that we need to do. So I'm going to get my longsword out and just try, you know, to get him.
Okay.
This one does.
So you're going to get attack the one who fired the bow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming that that's the one that we've all been kicking.
No.
Okay.
That's the one I kicked.
Okay. That's fair. Which one is the one closer to me at this point?
The one that everybody's been attacking is closer to you because he moved forward.
Okay.
That's why I assumed everybody was attacking him.
If I go and attack the other one, will I get an opportunity attack from the one that is in front of him?
I don't think he's going to turn to attack you.
Okay. Then I'm going to go and try to hit the other one.
Okay.
Because we don't want witnesses. So, yeah. Oh, actually, I have a pike, so I can actually try to hit him with the pike.
Nice.
I don't want to know where you are hiding that pike.
Oh, well. Don't ask then. Okay. Would a 24 hit?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Not a dragon.
Okay. 14 piercing damage.
He's impaled on your pike.
Good. Good for him.
Just a fountain of blooding.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I attacked him on the back, and then the next thing, before he could react, he just got piked right in front of him.
Yeah, you know what? Just in case. Okay. And then, like, after he's gone, I'm going to turn around and look at the other, if he notices that his friend is being impaled.
No, he's kind of... Right in pain. He's
good for
been
him.
Cut at the Achilles and testicle.
All right. Then, I guess that's it for now. Like, I'm going to start looking around to see where we can hide this very conspicuous body and
okay.
Pull my pike out.
So that brings us to... where is it? Chris. Now, are you going to
finish the next
off
guy.
This other guy?
Yeah, why not? Going with the longsword, going to trying to get a hit on him. 13 plus 5, 18. Does 18 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to slash 6 points of damage.
He's dead.
Okay, so he's thoroughly distracted, and I go right, I just go right behind him, take the sword, long sword, and do a, like a one clean swipe around his neck, and he just goes cleanly off.
Overkill.
Yeah.
So he just got, just saying, he got kicked in the balls. What else?
Yeah, the last moments of his life were full of pain.
Right. So I rush in, going, and then scream.
Pain and regret.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a clean shot.
It's like if you think about it,
yeah.
That after that first arrow, they were dead in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know what they say, fuck around, find out. That's what Greedy would do.
And after that is done, I would help, what is Kate's character? Mark to dump the body because I've got good strength, so I can help in carrying them.
So, in combat is done. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Welcome back, Rebecca.
In her.
Sorry. But to be fair, they are in pain.
You're right. Yeah. They're like, we just got a report of like 3 more bodies. We need to go get them. No.
No. Don't know why you covered that.
All right. So Rebecca, in her plan of shrieking in terror and running away like an NPC who just saw open combat happen in front of them, she is going to go find some guards.
Oh no, that's not good. That's not good.
Okay.
But I quickly tried to dump the body before he, because it happened in 10 seconds. So yeah.
She's going to start screaming about Christians attacking the new gate.
Ooh, smart.
Nice.
Do I have time to turn back to my disguise?
I assumed you never got out of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So,
but
body's
yeah,
clean.
I'm going to be doing my best to basically spread rumors and terror that the that an assault is happening at the new gate.
Okay. Let's
basically to hopefully amplify off of any rumors that may have already spread about the new gate.
So let's do.
Can I do a strength check in between? Because I wanted to try to do something.
Are you still trying to move the bodies?
Yeah, but I'm trying to do something ridiculous. But obviously it's D&D, so it's going to work.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
A strength check. Yeah. Should I do athletics?
Considering I don't know exactly what you're going to do, sure.
I know what she's going to do.
Okay, it's 9. What is my capability? Oh, is someone going to help me with this?
What are you trying to do?
Because I cut one guy's head off. Obviously, there's going to be blood. So I'm just trying to run with the body around the city.
Oh my god, just leave the body to me. Oh, Jesus.
No.
Saying bello tanto, cow.
We went from being in shock at the sight of dead bodies
to playing.
To be like, yeah, let's run with the bodies.
Yeah, Cordelia is just not
it's
having
the second
it
stage of
that
grief.
Way.
Just roll with it.
Oh my god, yeah, do I understand? Do I understand what this deranged woman is trying to do?
Mm-hmm. Can someone just get the arrow out of my shoulder, please?
I place my hand on...
No, you live that way now.
No, I touch my hand on Louise and cast Lay on Spell. So she's healed up by 5 hit
just
points.
Pull it out!
You'll be healed up 5 hit points by the time I pull it out.
Okay, I'll let that go. As for the misinformation, deception check.
Deception check.
Fake news.
That is a plus +7.
Yep.
To my... So far, there have not been any consequences for me saying what I said about my dice earlier. 25.
Oh!
18 plus 7.
Did you take 5 HP? Because I gave you 5 HP right now.
Yeah, I did. I got it. Okay. Thank you.
So, basically, let's see. You are at the... let me look at the map real quick. The southernmost gate of the wall. There are 4 gates north, fully in the Muslim quarter, and you just see numerous soldiers filing out, headed towards the Christian quarter.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming that the Crusaders have spies, or not spies, but recon watching on this side of the wall, right?
Okay.
For potential enemy movements.
Yep.
Do the Crusaders then react on the other side of the wall? I mean, Rebecca wouldn't have any way of knowing, but like, this is me as a player asking if that's affecting anything outside of my own character knowledge.
You don't notice anything, but it does.
Okay. Yay, I was successful in what I was hoping for. Chaos. So once I see that my psychological warfare campaign has been successful, I return to the group.
Okay.
And I pick up the merchant who got punched. Oh my god, are you okay?
Right.
I told you those guards were being jerks.
And he just kind of looks around and sees all the blood. And hold on, let me see how he'll react. Okay. He just kind of shrugs it off, walks home. I'm going home. I don't want anything to do with this party. Nope.
What happened?
Nope,
I hand him the wine. Nope. I give him the wine back.
Didn't I get busted?
I give him the wine.
I return
the wine to him, and I say this.
I put my hand in front of him because I still want the wine.
Oh. See, I thought it got busted over his head by the guard.
No, he just got punched. Well, okay. The guard set it down beside him before he shot Cords.
Oh, right.
I'm glad it cares more about the wine than me.
I would like to give him the wine back because it's expensive wine.
I don't care. He is a merchant. I know, but I wouldn't give it back. It's wine.
I don't know. Like,
she's still trying to cope with all the death.
Yeah. The wine. Give the fucking wine to me.
I'm literally like, I will stand between the wine, the merchant, and the yelling woman. Take the wine, turn around, and give it to the merchant and say, you've seen nothing, go home.
The merchant just goes, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this. You keep that bottle. I'm leaving. I don't feel like
go
dying
home.
Today.
Go home.
And he leaves.
Leaves.
Still calling him what?
I'm going to give that intimidation step.
You didn't see anything.
You haven't seen anything.
And I take the wine.
Okay,
so walking.
We progress onwards towards our objective.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if guards are coming out, it means that there's a gate that is open.
I believe all of the gates are open at this
all
point.
Excellent!
Okay, then we proceed to...
So I believe at this point we can straight up march right up to the mosque and just right into the mosque. And
well,
we not want to take...
It's open.
Cord raises her hand. Hi, yes. Can we take this a little bit slower? Because I am not fond of being hurt. This is the third fucking time.
Right.
Perhaps you should stay behind people who are bigger than you.
Says the big beefy boy.
Yeah. Well, because she said she's really hurt, and I was just like, my mind was referencing my big fat Greek wedding. I was about to tell her to put some Windex on it, but I forgot it's not been invented yet.
So that's fair.
Put some wine
and
on
yes.
it.
And yet.
She's holding the wine bottle. Just
yeah.
Feeling a pang of guilt, Kat is going to put her arm around the... Who was it that got shot by the arrow again?
Me.
Matilda.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna. Kat's gonna put her arm around you and just be
ow,
like,
"Ow, ow, 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 ow!"
I thought I pulled the
gently,
arrow.
Gently the arrow. Around you, and be like, "I am sorry, but we are on a time limit."
Oh.
Okay.
You could be stealthy and quick.
I keep focused on the mission and I move forward because I know that Vine is in safe hands, so I push forward.
Okay.
We will do our best to keep any further conflict to a minimum, but
indeed.
We are on a time limit.
In front and to the left you see the beautiful golden dome of the Dome of the Rock. But directly to your right, you see your target mask.
I go towards the mask.
Okay. Are there guards around the mask?
None that you see.
Are the doors unlocked?
Oh. Give me a perception check.
I'm not going to check whether it is open or not. I'm just going to kick it right in. Because I'm right now.
Oh my God.
Okay, give me not that one. Athletics check.
Yep.
19 perception.
Wait. I have to open up the sheet. Where's the sheet? Okay, yeah, got it. Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. 23.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. It's not as funny as I was hoping it was going to be.
Yeah, I filled with rage, walk in, and just kick the door open.
And it just goes into splinters.
Perfect. Okay.
At that point, that with my 19 perception, I realized, yeah, the doors were unlocked.
Yep.
And
do you not know how to work a handle?
What are handles?
Rebecca slash Kat just gets internal screaming face as she just stares into the middle distance.
I walk in and I start searching for the cross.
What?
Okay. So as you walk in and you can see this kind of looks like a 4x4. But it's golden and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Around it, you see three different people. They don't look like any other type of guard that you have met at this point. And they, as soon as the doors kind of exploded open, they have withdrawn. Two of them have withdrawn long swords, and the other a scimitar.
Perfect.
And they are waiting for you to walk into the mosque.
I take in my shield and I tap on it like a war cry battle tap, and then start moving forward.
Is anybody else going to walk into the church, the mosque?
Nope.
I'll have
I'm
back.
Going and go. I'm going around the back way.
Yeah, no, same. Are there any other doors that are open? Are there any other ways that we can get in without being seen? Yeah. Is there a window?
An open window.
I'm going to hang back, but not draw a weapon, because I think cords probably wouldn't feel comfortable.
I think she's still really distraught, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
No.
What you could do is keep guard and see if anyone else is coming from outside.
Okay.
If you don't want to come in.
Well, okay. Considering I just started essentially the next Battle of Jerusalem outside.
Well, you know, it's important that they go outwards, not inwards.
I'm going to desync on this, so I'm happy. I'm going to start with the initiative because I'm going in.
All right.
Right. That's 12.
Oops, I wrote that as 21. Let's see. Oh, you're going last.
Fair enough. Take your damage.
15,
I mean, 16. I absolutely want to get inside, but I want to get inside from a non-obvious frontal assault.
So we're going to pause what's going on the inside for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take a look at basically the outside.
Yeah, I want to try to find an alternate way in so that I could sneak up on them from behind while she's distracting them.
Give me an investigation.
Jeez, that is yet another natural 20.
Are you sure your dice aren't weighted?
Yeah.
I will roll another one.
I think you need to share them with Luis.
Yes, an average.
Okay, this one is not a natural 20. This one is, however, still a dirty 20.
Okay.
Well,
so investigation, that yeah, an yeah. 18 plus okay. 2, that's a dirty 20,
so,
or a natural 20.
The main door is kind of in a recess, but you can see on... Actually, no, that's not right. To your right, you kind of see a courtyard. And inside that courtyard, there is another open door. And it's just open to the air.
Okay. I go there.
Okay.
And I try to... Basically, anybody who wants to come with me as well. My goal is to try to preferably get an angle on the anybody inside that
yeah.
would be obviously distracted by the, you know, full frontal assault through the front door.
Yep, I'll come with you.
And then snipe at them yep. from the mm-hmm. distance.
Okay, so...
GM, can you tell me how they're positioned? Do you have, a map or something?
Well, since they're all headed towards the front door,
mm-hmm.
they're bunched up no more than an arm's width from each other. Just okay. far enough that they could swing the weapons and not hit each other.
Okay. Okay.
So within 5 feet of each other.
Yeah.
Right.
So everyone else, it's going to be, we're going to say... 2 turns before you can make any kind of attacks on them.
Okay.
To give you a round.
Should we go ahead and roll into initiative?
Let's get through the 2 turns first.
Okay.
Because they might at that point be out of battle.
Initiative. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Fair.
So let's go through that through this battle first.
Okay.
All right.
And for the record, if anybody's curious, I have the Vox Machina D20s, and the most recent natural 20 was on the Percy dice.
Why am I not so. Surprised? Taliesin Jaffe is in the room.
Nice.
The spirit okay. is with me.
So what is your armor class with that shield?
18.
Okay.
Is
so
it a miss?
That one is, yes.
Okay, what is the one with the scimitar? So
that was one of the long swords.
I still have the shield on, right? So what I would do is... what
you go last. The both of them then get to attack you first. All
okay.
of them.
Okay.
18. What's the... That one's going to hit.
Okay.
Okay.
I block one, and then I'm ready to receive the next damage, so that'll be there. What is it?
Okay. So, that's a plus. So, into your block would have been 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, since you're in a blocking stance, let's do half that. Let's do 6.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm good.
And then the... Scimitar is the one coming up.
I blocked one entirely, right?
Yeah.
Entirely.
And the,
because...
You have... Let's just take the 6 damage and then go for all 3 and then
okay.
your turn.
Okay. I took all 6 damage totally, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I don't get it. They're all in fighting range. So what I would do is I use a shove on to the front people in front of me, who's immediate front, so they all push back in a way.
Okay.
So that would be Shove. What would I use for shove? Because that is my action.
Do a
shove would be
check.
An athletics check.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 24.
Nice.
Yeah,
19,
that's a
but 24.
Big show of strength.
Yeah. So I shove all of them back.
Yeah. They are.
They won't they be like prone because of the shove? So you need to do, I think it's 13 is the saving throw for them. Not sure.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's fine. Well, that one's falling. Probably not getting up anytime soon either. So we got one nat one, and everybody else is over 15.
Oh, yeah. Two of them survive. One is totally rolling around. Would he get damage?
That's going to be the one with the scimitar.
Okay, he's going to get damage.
Yeah. How much?
No, it depends. Like, it's up to you.
Oh.
Because it's a nat one. He failed miserably.
You're right. One. He just hurt his tailbone a little bit.
It's a bump. Okay, bump
it. It's a bum butt.
Okay. But I pushed him for how much feet? About like 10? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll say 10.
So they're in like distance right now.
Yeah, they're still... with their movement speed, they're still able to hit you.
I think I used my action, my bonus action at this time. I sort of retreat back about like 5 more steps. I mean, like about 10 feet back again, to make sure they're off range when they're trying to move in.
So what we'll do is he'll just get up without an attack. Mm-hmm. We'll just make it that easy. All right. Longsword guys. Not you. Him. Well, poor bastard. So the first one that comes through, he takes 3 steps. He must have hit the one loose tile because he stumbled and hit himself in the knee.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
Wow. Awkward.
What's the damage?
A lot. 12.
Oh, fuck. More than I could offer.
Cordelia's just laughing from the doorway.
And the other one is kind of distracted by the fact that his the guy cut himself and totally misses with his attack.
Are they able to get in range because I moved back a bit? Because I had movement.
You can move within range if you want.
No, I move out of range for them to reach me. They are, so they can still see me, but yeah.
But it's back to your turn. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do a physical attack on any of them, you can move into range or move out of range completely.
Okay, as a bonus action, I would heal myself. Is anybody, what are the distance right now? Is anyone isolated from them?
The only one isolated would have been the one that fell down.
Okay, I go towards the one that fell down. And, stab him. So.
Okay.
I heal for 5 points, first of all. I'm just going to add that. Healing for 5. I'm at 10 HP, and I have to replace the action 1 second. Longsword, DC 5. Ooh, that's not going to be good. Does a 13 hit?
13 does not hit.
Okay, I miss. Because he fell prone and I'm swinging in rage, she misses.
Okay. So that's been 2 turns. If anyone else wants to join in from the other door, they can do so.
Melee
now.
Attacks on prone targets are an advantage.
Yes, yeah. But he would have gone first and gotten up.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
I mean... Can I jump in? Can I just start?
Yeah, we're at the point
them?
that you guys can jump in.
Yeah, I would gladly.
Let's roll initiative.
But, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's roll it. 14.
19.
Nice. Please do the honors.
Getting an angle, I'm going to pick a target. Probably not the one that's directly in front of our friend, but pick the furthest away target and take that shot.
Okay. That'd be the one that cut himself.
Okay. Put him out of his embarrassment misery. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a miss.
Miss? Okay.
Yep.
And that's all I got.
Okay.
All right. Time to, you know, time to bring the pain. Well, try to bring the pain. So I'll try to hit the same with the pike. Let's see. Ooh, they, 12.
Would they get a stealth advantage because they're behind?
Oh, then you're right. You're right.
Oh, okay. let me re-roll then.
You can
let
also re-roll too. That.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. You first.
What? It's higher than a 16.
Correct.
That is a 17 plus stuff.
17 plus hits.
Okay. So then that's a D8. 9 damage total. Oh, I get sneak attack too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, if you're a rogue. Yes.
I'm a rogue.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
So that's, let's see here. It's 5 plus 4 in even 10.
So excellent. Total of 10?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's 5 plus 4 plus 1.
Okay.
The 1 coming from the sneak attack die.
Okay, so he's taken his arrow and he's turned towards your door.
Okay, he's still standing, still alive?
Yes, somehow. Okay,
let's see if I can hit him. Would 21 hit?
21 will hit.
All right, let's see. How much piercing we can get. 12.
12, that's a good one. Okay. All right, so he starts taking his movement, his full movement towards the door. He doesn't get all the way there, but he mm-hmm. has approached about halfway between where he was and mm-hmm. where you guys are standing. Mm-hmm. And he, let's see. He kind of takes out from behind his back a heavy crossbow.
Ah, shite.
And, well, he's just going to fire it towards the door since you guys are shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm. The main one or the side one?
The side one.
Okay.
That's where he was last mm-hmm. hit. And what do we got for an armor class?
15.
Oh. Who's standing on the left?
I would say me.
You just got hit with a crossbow bolt.
Ouch.
So it is 1d10 plus 1. 2.
Wow.
2? Well. So you get a scratch.
Yeah. All right. So
nowhere near as bad as an actual bullet.
Right.
Yeah, fair.
What? I've taken a sniper round to that shoulder. It's fine.
So the other guy carrying the longsword doesn't recognize that his buddy left. And he turns towards the shield. And he just takes another 2 steps in. And he just wails on it with his longsword. He hit 19, so
yeah.
That was before his plus 5, so you yeah. are going to take damage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus 10. 8 plus 3 is 11 hit points.
Yeah, I'm unconscious.
Okay, so the guy that you knocked down, He's going to attack your prone body with his scimitar. That's with an advantage, right?
Prone is advantage, and it's an auto. It's an auto.
It's an auto, isn't it?
So he uses two death saves.
Yep.
All right. So let's see how much damage you might take out of that. So a 9 will what? Kill you?
No.
No.
Or is that just going to be a death save?
If she's unconscious, that she's got the death saving throws, and an auto. Advantage because of prone, a hit when on an on a bleeding out target is an auto crit. So that's a double loss.
So two death saves.
Yeah, you're down to you have one more failure and then you're dead.
I see this, right? I can see this from the doorway.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it's time that Cause is gonna bring out the bow.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're standing behind where she fell, or did you go over to the side?
I'm still in the doorway at the front.
Okay. So I got one other. Before you draw your weapon, what is Chase doing?
Chase is standing in the doorway, kind of watching the whole thing go on. As he sees one of his teammates fall, and a guard getting ready to attack him, he tries to stealth sneak up behind the guy with the dagger and hit them. Or did that already hit?
So you're basically trying to sneak in and... Okay, so we'll get to that at the end of this round.
Okay.
So before we get back to the side door, let's Cords make her attack.
Okay.
Shooting over the prone body of her friend.
No! Right. Okay.
Don't miss.
Oh!
Because if the archer hits a crit one, that's bad.
It's not a crit one. It's an 11.
Okay.
Well, if it was a crit one, and then
I would have hit. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you didn't hit your friend there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't hit anything.
I'm assuming I just hit like the wall or something.
The arrow. Arrows hit the door slams frame. Into the wall near me in the background.
Sean's still a bit achy. Just like, you know what I mean?
Hey!
He's like, hey, I'm walking here.
Shoulder's still a bit achy after being shot myself, you know what I mean?
Okay. That's fair. So let's go back to the door on the side door.
All right.
All right. I'm going to shoot the person who just tried to kill our companion.
Okay.
No more advantage because no more sneak attack. Correct. Well, no more stealth spot, right?
Yeah. Just
because I'm a rogue. Well, I don't have cunning action, so I can't bonus action hide. Mm-mm. But I'm still going to snipe him in the back or the side or whatever direction.
Remember, you do have the guy that you hit first walking towards you.
Yeah, I'm more worried about protecting the friend who's nearly dying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is a dirty 20 to hit, 16 plus 4.
Okay, that's a hit.
And I do not get a sneak attack die this time.
Nope.
That is an 11 to hit, 11 damage. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Next.
Not bad. Okay, so where are people positioned? Because I'm trying to see if I can put myself between one of the guards and our friend who is prone.
Okay, so you have, I would say about 5 feet inside the door is where the prone body is. And within a motorcycle length.
Yes. The famous Crusade motorcycles.
They would be almost on top of her. And then you have Cords at the door and Chase starting to rotate around the door trying to sneak in.
Okay. So can I try to hit the one that is closest to the prone body with my pike? I have 10 feet of reach.
What's your movement speed?
30.
30? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I can say you're getting a range into that.
Yeah, so I'm going to like charge and try to hit, you know, just flailing. Would a 21 hit?
21 will hit.
Excellent, for 11 piercing damage.
Okay. Grumpy man now.
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
So, yes, they all are. Okay, so Chase, your sneaky sneak. Go ahead.
Okay, so I need to roll for stealth.
Yep.
8.
So you can roll your dagger attack, but you won't have any kind of advantage.
Okay. So no +3.
Well, the +3 is based on the
your modifier
weapon itself. With the sneak attack, would have been rolling the higher of 2d20s.
Okay, so I'm just rolling 1d20 +3. Is that what it is? Okay.
And that won't hit either one of them. That 11 won't hit either one.
Damn.
Okay, so we still have that one walking that shot the heavy crossbow. He's still walking towards... Actually, no. He makes a choice to stay where he is. And he reloads his crossbow and shoots at Rebecca again. He misses wide. Puts it in the door frame. The other man that's dressed very similar to him is going to turn on Chase. Chase, what's your armor class?
My armor class, yep, I believe it's light. The 12.
Seven plus five is 12. Oh, he's gonna hit. He only does 6 hit points of damage. So he just kind of brings his longsword in a swiping motion and just kind of hits you across the chest.
Ow.
The bandit standing over the prone body, that attack. He hits himself.
Oh. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So he just kind of takes a walk, walks 3 or 4 steps, falls, hits himself, and takes 9 hit points of damage.
Ouch.
No, he's not dead.
He takes a step, suffers from a brain aneurysm, and just falls over.
That's a stroke.
Okay, so death saving throw. It's your turn.
What do I take? My
That's,
highest?
Roll a d20.
Yep.
Flat d20.
Anything under you, 10, you die.
If you roll a natural 20, 11. You are brought up at a
success.
Yep, okay. That's an 11.
Anything above a 10 is a success. Anything below it, anything...
I got 1 success.
Yep.
And it's in under 10 is a failure.
Basically, if you hit 3 failures, you'll desync. 3 successes, you'll gain 1 HP.
Right. And then fall back.
Generally, you don't gain an HP if you stabilize unless you roll a natural 20 when rolling.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it's your call, whichever.
Well, we'll see what happens when we get there.
Yeah, I only got one roll for you now. Yeah.
So
you have 1 success and 2 failures.
That brings us up to Rebecca, I think. I think it's Kat's turn.
Okay.
Wait, if I've rolled it,
I'm going to take another shot at the guy who just... Did he fall down? Like, actually fall down? Is he prone currently?
There's nobody prone.
Question.
Okay, the guy who just hurt himself did not fall prone. He just stumbled?
Yep.
Okay, what's I'm going to shoot him again.
Sorry, I have a quick question. Where am I in the initiative order?
I'm going to put you... third. So we have the first group, the group at the corner, and then
me
you.
And Chase.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to, I'm going to shoot the one who. There's only 2. How many of them are still standing? 2.
All
3?
Of them. There's 3.
All of them are still
There's
standing.
There's 2 that's taken significant damage. And 1 that hasn't taken any.
Are there any that are in direct combat with an ally of mine?
No. Well,
okay.
There is one. The one that hasn't taken any damage yet is face to face with Chase because of the dagger attack.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
Are you ruling that because they're engaged by they're in hostile engagement with an ally of mine that I get sneak attack?
Well, I will give you a sneak attack here because how it's set up between the three different groups.
Okay. Okay. So do I roll with advantage or just...
Yeah, you can roll with advantage.
Okay. And then I also get my sneak attack die, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, with that advantage, that is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
And so that's a D8, a D6. Plus 4. Ooh, okay. That's 4 plus 4 is 8, plus 7 is, I believe, 15.
15. Okay. All right. Next.
Who's next?
I believe that's okay. Me.
I think that's me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, I have a pike. There are people that are still standing. So I'm just going to just charge and swing and try to stay like on top of the fallen person and just put myself like on top of them and like fend people off with the pike.
Okay.
Oh my God. Thank you.
As one, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
So, especially since nobody knows what happens when you're forcefully desynced.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't get advantage, so just normal roll.
Yep. And you'll be attacking the guy with the scimitar.
Oh.
Yes. He's gonna be the closest. With an 18 hit.
18 will hit.
Okay. And 15.
Ooh.
Yeah, piercing damage. That was a 10 plus my 5. So there's that.
15, yep. So it takes you to that many hit points. He is not happy.
And he shouldn't be.
Okay, so that brings us to Quartz.
Hello, yes. So, the guy that Kate just whacked with the pike.
Okay.
How rough's he looking?
Based on, if you wanted to look at a health bar above his head, you're looking at 15 to 20% health left.
Okay, okay. Gonna have to shoot him, aren't I?
Probably. Because I don't think you have any striking weapons.
No.
Well, you might have a dagger.
I'm not gonna.
You've got two striking weapons. Fists.
Nah.
Actually, four, counting your feet.
I'm not moving anywhere from the door at the moment. I'm just gonna shoot him. Which is a 18 plus 7.
That's
25
hit. That is well hit.
First good roll of the night, everybody.
Had to happen sometime.
Quick, she's pissed. Run.
Oh, run.
That is 6 damage, though.
Okay. He's not dead yet.
Oof.
But he's on the way. Okay.
Just glare at him from across the room. Just like, no. No.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to do the disengage.
Okay. Okay.
So, what do I roll for that?
Nothing.
It just happens. Oh,
it just kind of happens. You put distance between you and him. What I would say is that based on where everyone is, your disengagement moves you closer to the pedestal that they were guarding, which is what's holding the true cross.
Okay.
That brings us back to the guard that was standing in the middle of the room with the heavy crossbow. So he Nux's crossbow, and he puts another one in the door while shooting at you again. So this brings us into the other guard that was just shot in the back. He noticed that Yorgos is moving towards the True Cross and hits a nat 20. So he moves forward and takes like this big two-handed swing with his long sword. And you're gonna be pained. Let's see, that's 2d20. Or not 2d20, 2d10.
Yeah, that'll be 2d20 plus 20 damage.
Plus 20 damage? What is it, a brontosaur? Been there, done that, but I was the brontosaur.
He's secretly a Tarrasque in disguise.
Oh my god.
My god. It's like those Valhalla, the giant dudes. That's what I imagine them
right
now. Yeah,
exactly. He's a Goliath.
He hit for just the roll 16. And your hit points are 9. So let's see, what's his modifier?
That's
plus 3. So it's 19 total.
That is double his hit points. He's dead.
Yeah. So what happens is Yugos' body falls prone. And within the game, nothing really changes except you see a dead body. Outside of the game, Chase wakes up with sweat, bloody mouth, and I need you to roll a d20.
Okay. Any modifiers or just...
Nope, just flat d20.
Okay. Better work.
Oh, that's good. You end up with 4 plus 4 to your exposure. And the servant comes over and she's been monitoring what happens. And she tells you to relax, rest. You're going to need some time to sort out what has just happened. Just rest, relax, clear your mind.
Okay.
And then we go back into the simulation. So the guy that's been hit in the back twice. Who was the last person to hit him? The one, I'm sorry. He's the one standing over. He just got impaled. So him and the down body. So he's going to attack his impaler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I shot him. But
yes, but
away.
She's between you and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12. I'm guessing your AC is higher than 12?
Yes, it's 15. Okay.
So he misses. He just totally goes right over your head. And now we need a death saving throw.
Yep. I'm gonna do that.
Don't roll less than a 10.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Fuck. Please.
Fuck. Oh, God. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's a failure.
What was it?
9.
Ooh.
That was the highest failure you could have done. Oh.
So,
yeah. Oh, 8 feels like a... Oh.
So kind of the same thing that just happened with Yugos. Your body just seizes up, doesn't move. Your...
I have to do a d20 again, right? Because
you will need to do a d20. Yes, please.
Yeah. That's a 19.
That is a 19. Okay. So you coming out of the machine are in a panic. You're really freaking out. You're kind of bleeding from the ears a little bit. And you've taken a plus 19 to your exposure.
Okay.
And the servant quickly turns from where Chase is laying and comes over to you and is really freaking out. you need to rest, relax, just clear your mind, deep breaths. I will bring you something to drink and something to snack on. Just calm down, relax.
So I get out of the simulation?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting out. I'm taking the rest. 24. It's right now at 24. 23 is my total exposure.
Okay. So that brings us to...
Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca. Thank you.
Okay. Rebecca roars in rage and fires an arrow at the one who struck down Chase.
Okay.
That is a... helps if I'm actually looking at it, huh? 18 to hit?
You think?
That will hit.
Okay, so that's no sneak attack, so it's just a D8. That's 9 damage.
Okay. He's down to about half.
Okay. That brings. I'm also going to use my movement to charge at the person with the heavy crossbow.
Okay.
I want to get in their face.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay, and that brings us to Cords?
No, or,
no, you're right. There is one. Kate.
Yep, that's me. Okay, so...
the guy in this distributor already hit? Yep, that's fair.
Yeah. So the guy that I hit before is still in front of me and tried to shot me and then shot someone else and is still in the 10 feet in which my pike can hit.
He's still impaled on it, isn't he?
He's what?
Is he still impaled on it?
He's not dead.
Yeah, so might as well, you know, try again. Try and hit again. Okay. And see what happens.
When at first you don't die from an impalation, try again.
Try again, right? Oh, this one will not hit, though. It's 9.
No, that one will not hit. So,
ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, you just kind of swing wide.
Yeah, well, can I try and keep him away at least? And I think that's, like, can I try to punch him in the face with my bonus action? Like, with my unarmed strike?
Sure, I'll give that to you.
Okay, let me see. Would a 16 hit?
16 would hit.
Okay, so, and I mean, it's a 6 bludgeoning damage in the face.
Okay. You just gave him a black eye. He's down to about 1%. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Cords. Someone.
Now, do I finish him off?
Yes.
Or do I... Who looks like they're in the most trouble?
Finish
out
him.
Two of us are
fatality.
Dead. Two of us are dead, clearly.
I'll step into the room a little bit. Just like hugging the wall so I can get like a way that I can see all three of them.
So,
and then
when did I make the turn?
And then I will try and shoot the guy on 1% health.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Ooh,
nice.
All right, roll for damage.
That is 11 damage.
Explain his death.
Okay, so Cordelia is, let's be honest, she just watched two of their group die, or desync, or whatever. She is mad. For someone who, like, earlier today was not for killing people, she's gonna try again, but she's gonna make it slow. So she's gonna aim for the throat and just the throat. So the guy will choke and will choke slowly.
You are sadistic.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow. So oh yeah, he just kind of falls,
Beth
gurgling.
Falls on Kate right now.
Yeah,
like a spray on her face to shower.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna recoil later.
So this moves us into the guard that's kind of in the middle of the room that's been brandishing his heavy crossbow. Now that he's got Rebecca up in his face, he is pulling out his longsword. 19 will hit. And he just kind of swings and does 8 points of damage. So then we move into the man that cut down Yurgos.
I'm sorry, was that 8 points to me?
Yes.
Sorry. I just suddenly realized that I had completely like dissociated for like the last 5 minutes. I heard 8 points of damage and I'm like, wait, what? Oh, me.
Dead?
Right. I'm playing a game. No, I'm not dead. No.
Okay. Because that would have been
just making
hilarious.
Sure.
So the guy that cut down Yurgos is yelling in anger because he just watched his best friend gargle on his own blood.
What?
And he takes 3 massive steps towards Cords and just starts swinging wildly, but doesn't come anywhere near her. It's like more of a show of trying to intimidate than anything. It kind of looks like that one guy in
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember which one it was, but yeah. So that brings us to Rebecca.
I'm going to drop my longbow, which I believe is a free action mechanically.
Okay.
And draw one of my knives.
Okay.
Daggers, technically. And, would it be possible for me to try to disarm him at the same time that I attack him? Like, could I, like, stab him in the arm and try to get him to drop his weapon?
If your attack hits, we'll do a head-to-head.
Okay. All right. So, going to stab him with a dagger. That is a 19.
Yeah, that will hit.
13. Yeah, 19 to hit.
So how much damage first?
Have to switch dice types because I switched weapons. It's 6 damage.
Okay. Okay, so head to head d20.
Yeah. 17.
He is disarmed.
Okay, cool.
That brings us to Kate.
Okay, so once again, trying to pike people. Yelling insults. Would a 20 hit?
20 will hit. Who are you going to attack?
All right. I mean, who is still standing?
Are you attacking the show off or the one that just got disarmed?
Interesting. I'm going to attack the show off because I'm assuming he still has weapons. That's going to be 10 piercing damage.
Okay. They're almost about the same amount of hit points.
Nice. Excellent.
Okay. Cords?
How far away is the show off from me?
The show off is, I would say, about 40 feet.
Okay. And how far is the true cross from me?
100 feet.
Okay. I'm just going to use my action to dash 60 feet towards the True Cross, away from anybody.
Okay. That brings us back to the show-off. No, the guy that just got disarmed. So he is going to just swing with a big ham-handed fist. What is it, 14? What is it, plus 2 for empty attack? No, it's plus 4. So he hits an 18 and does, I'm assuming he 18 hit Rebecca.
Yes.
So he just punches you square in the jaw, does 3 bludgeoning damage.
3?
3, yeah.
All right, I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
That brings us to the show off, who is going to turn and let's see. He was, what did I say, 40? Then 100. So that means you are. Oh, math.
I'm 100 feet away from him now because I ran 60 feet.
Okay, thank you.
But I am.
Yeah, you just kind of. You're right. Thank you. So he just kind of swings his longsword at you. And 16 hit?
Yes.
16 will hit. So he kind of cuts across your chest. Doing 7 damage.
Okay.
And that brings us back to Rebecca.
Okay, so... he just punched me. He doesn't have any... What melee weapon does he have on his hip? Is it like a longsword, short sword, scimitar?
He's got a longsword.
Got a longsword? Okay.
Yep.
Then I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to pull my... Is it a free action to pull a second dagger out in my other hand?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. I'll pull my second dagger out, and I'm going to do a two fighting attack. I'm going to attack with my main action and my bonus action.
Okay.
A dagger in one hand, dagger in the other. Stab him twice.
Okay.
First dagger. That is 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
Second dagger is a not as good 17 to hit.
It's still a hit.
Okay, I rolled a 19 and an 11. I have a plus 6 with my daggers. Okay, so it's a d4 each, and I only add, for the first dagger, it's a d4 plus 4. That is max damage, 8 damage.
Okay.
And then with the second dagger, that's 3. So... 8 plus 3.
Perfect.
11.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, he is.
Right, I dropped one of my d4s and I'm trying to find it.
Roughly at about 5%, roughly. Okay, that brings us to Kate.
If he hits me again, I'm going to go down.
Sorry. I was crunching on food. Okay, well, time to hit again. Well, try to hit again with a pike.
Are you hitting the guy in front of you?
The guy who hit me and who gave me the 7 damages.
Okay.
That asshole, so let's see. 20.
That'll hit.
Which would hit for 7 piercing damage.
For 7 piercing. All right, so that takes you down to that many. So if the other guy was at 5, he's at 10%. Okay, Cords. Are you still dashing for the cross?
Yeah. Because if it's 40 feet away, then I'm going to have to use the rest of my movement to get there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get up there. I don't Can I pick it up, or is that an action?
You know what? I'm going to let you pick it up.
Picking it up is an action, technically.
But I'm going to let her pick it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because she won't use the full 60 feet.
Fair.
Okay. I'm going to pick it up.
Okay. Is there... What is going through Cords' mind at this moment?
Oh, God. She is... Well, she's just watched two of their friends die. And just killed a man again. So, something that's...
And another one of her friends is looking really rough.
Yeah, so she's right. Very angry. I think just anger that she can't explain.
Okay.
More than anything.
So, as she picks up the cross, the section of the true cross, it kind of glows goldish yellow. And the room fills with light. And the two men that are left alive that were guarding just kind of turn on each other and start attacking each other. They're completely done.
Oh, okay.
You are out of combat. So
I go finish off the one who punched me.
Okay. Okay, and with his death, the other guard just doesn't know what's going on and what is going, but he sees that the true cross is glowing, and he kind of bows down in prayer and refuses to move.
But he's not hostile in any
he's
way.
He's no longer hostile. No.
Okay. I'll still hold it and walk further into the room.
Okay.
And just keep looking at him.
So, with that being said, you hear in the deep recesses of your mind, you don't know where this voice is coming from. That's it. That's it. That's what it does. That's what it does. And the world just kind of melts away. And the rest of you need to roll a D8.
D8.
Yep.
5. 5.
1.
That is your exposure rating for coming out of the machine.
All right.
I'm heavily affected by it, by the way.
Ow, that's the remote.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Do I start seeing the bleeding effect now, or is it...
No, not anything dangerous, so I kind of want to... Take a note of your exposure ratings. Mm-hmm. So give me a second to write out my notes here.
Okay, where did I fly off?
Okay. So, Cords, what is your exposure rating?
In total?
Yep.
Just that 5.
Just 5. Wow. I want to do modern day characters. So, Mark, what's your exposure rating?
7.
Chris?
24.
Kat?
Also 7.
And Chase?
Okay, so I add the 4 to the... +2 exposures that I had earlier.
So like
okay,
8?
So 8. Yeah.
Okay. 8. Wow.
Who rolled the 19?
That was me.
Yeah.
On exposure. Yeah.
So Chris is really shaken.
Yeah, obviously.
They don't. They're not like gone, but you can see something has changed deep within their mindset. Everyone else is just kind of feeling that their reflexes have been enhanced. It's nothing that would be too dangerous. And the servant is sitting there and going, great work, guys. Sorry to see that, you know, some of you didn't exit gracefully, but now we know what the True Cross is going to do, what it does, and we can start to plan accordingly to stop the company. Thank you so much.
I grab him by the throat.
Okay.
You didn't say it would be that realistic.
Well, to be fair, it's a new machine. Had to test it. Didn't know exactly how far it was going to go. But thanks. And do you...
I kind of give him a shove and then just kind of throw him away.
She just kind of looks at you and go, besides, do you really want to attack the one that's giving you all that information for what you've been doing?
And what condition?
What condition what?
You told us how much you... I doubt you're just going to let us go.
Ah.
Oh, smart.
Well, we're not going to not let you go. Your case is kind of a little different. You're going to, with your contacts with inside the company, you're going to, have a little bit more watching than some of the others, but it's nothing. We're not going to be intrusive, but we will keep in contact in case
keeping contact with our bank accounts. You made certain promises.
Yes. Yes, we did. That transfer would probably take 3 to 5 business days.
Mm.
Keep an eye on it.
Mm. Okay.
And, but really, you guys did great. I'm really happy to see that nobody ended up with any permanent damage. And just keep an eye on the news. You'll see that things will change. Oh, Chase, I know you really wanted to examine the cross. Sorry you didn't get that opportunity. But hopefully, if we're needed again, maybe you'll get that opportunity.
Yeah, I can't wait to die all over again.
I leap out from my rest area, walk towards the serpent, and ask, what's this got to do with the company?
Well, now that we know what the True Cross can do, I have a very bad feeling that the project that they're working on now is meant to control the hearts and minds of the human population.
No.
But that was all a simulation. That wasn't real.
Right?
Then I turn around to face the group and say that it's from my memory. You were part of my memory, and what you see was not a simulation.
The world was built from Chris's memory. We were lucky enough to find that you each had an ancestor at that time. What happened in the simulation, while it might not have been exactly what had happened historically, but I can guarantee you what that artifact did to those guards is what it's going to do today.
So where's it now?
Well, that's the big question. It was taken on the way to the museum, and I am still have some people out looking for it, and we hope to be finding it and recovering it within the week.
There's one thing we could do, if I may add. We
It turns out my ancestor is one of the Otter members. Maybe we could gain a deep insight on how it works, if you give me a chance to get back in simulation.
The servant just kind of looks and says, you have two options of leaving here. So you can do like Christopher did, instead of finishing the route in to the simulation, you can take a drink out of that mug over there, or you can take a ride with me and I will drive you around the city back to your hotel. But to take a ride with me also means you will, well, let's just say we'll keep an eye out on you.
And what happens if we drink from the mug?
Well, some people have experienced memory loss.
And what about those who haven't?
Who haven't drink? Consider yourself
experienced the memory loss.
Well, yeah, you will remember everything you experienced and consider yourself initiated and expect to hear from me again.
And you fight the company.
I always fight the company.
I have no other choice. They are after me, and this is my only getaway. I'll take it.
But what if we wanted to do more?
I can't.
What do you mean?
After holding that, you can't expect us to just sit and go back. I'm going to be watched anyway.
Well,
but
that's fair.
I want to help.
Well, let's just take you for a second. You are sponsored by the company. That puts you into a prime position to start to meet some of the people within the company and gain more information from them. We all can help each other against the company in one way or another. Sometimes just by living our daily lives.
I'm in. Whatever it means, I'm in.
What I saw in that simulation, what you guys faced, was kind of a dangerous. We can't let the company have that much power. They already have too much power now.
Do you have anything to say, Chase?
Yeah, I guess I'm in too. It seems more important than my paper that I was writing for school.
The positive of where you are in your position, you can always keep an eye out for more of these types of artifacts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that brings us to an end.
Ooh.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. I had a lot of fun, and this has been a great way to celebrate the anniversary of Visions of the Past. Thank you all. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
I love this so much.
This was a lot of fun.
Yep, too fun. Yeah.
We know everyone can find me at Visions_AC, Twitter, Instagram, even on TikTok now with Visions Podcast. Visions, I don't remember it off the top of my head. But anyway, it'll be in the description below. Where can everybody find you guys?
I'll be on Twitter under the handle icraic_original, or on Discord, mostly in the Sisterhood server. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I am on Twitter and Instagram under Amit_, that's AMMIT_, and that's like my nickname for everything and anywhere. So if you see an Amit, it's usually me.
you can find me on Twitch at Crimson Knight Gaming, KRIMZON instead. So it's a K and a Z, rather than a C and an S. for Crimson. Or you can find me on Twitter with the same Crimson Knight. With no gaming, just at Crimson Knight.
You can find me on Twitter and Discord as The Nerdy Archer. I'm around a lot of places. And I also have a YouTube channel with my own Assassin's Creed podcast and some surprise videos that aren't up at the time of this going out. So it will all be linked. It will all be shown. There is Instagram, but I don't really use it. So that's also Nerdy Archer.
All right. And I believe that just leaves Jared.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and there's even a Facebook group page for the Bleeding Effect podcast. The link or the handle is usually at the @ bleeding. I just looked at my Instagram. The Bleeding Effect on that one is EFXcast, whereas the Twitter handle is just FXcast. There was a typo and I was never able to fix it in there. So, and then the Facebook page should just be, I believe, just Bleeding FXcast. But also find us on Spotify and Google Podcast and Apple iTunes Podcast.
All right.
The Bleeding Effect.
Thank you guys once again for joining us. It has been amazing to DM for you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to this special celebration series. I also want to thank everyone who has listened over the last 2 years for the major amount of fun that I've had putting together this podcast. You can still find me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. All will be in my link tree in this episode's show notes. But until then, my assassin friends, make sure to keep to the creed. And to those Templars that may be watching, may the Father of Understanding guide you.